And on Friday on Culture File, we ask one of our recent guests to tell us about some of the culture they've been enjoying. And this time, artist and ecologist Deirdre O'Mahony shares with us her Culture File likes.
My name is Deirdre O'Mahony. I'm an artist. A book I'm reading at the moment, I've just finished reading The Overstory by Richard Powers. I was given a present of it before Christmas, and it's the story of nine individuals, and really, through their narratives, it's a kind of history of how we've engaged with trees and forests. I spent the first half of the book raving about it, and the second half thinking, I really wish they'd had a better editor. I just felt it was drawn out in the last third, a little bit self-indulgent. So that's the book I've just finished. Still highly recommend it. It's a really good book. Film, oh God, this is another one I was really cross to have spent my life watching. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Great performance by Brad Pitt, but just really overindulgent boys' club kind of film. I was so cross that I spent the money to download it and watch it on TV.
Cut! Embarrass yourself like that in front of all those goddamn people!
All right, what's the matter, partner?
It's official, old buddy. Well, has been.
Music, I'm really enjoying Songs of Innocence and Experience, and it's by Stephen Taylor and Allen Ginsberg, and it's Taylor's re-recording of Ginsberg's arrangements of William Blake's poetry, and it was issued to coincide with the William Blake exhibition in London, and it is just lovely. It's kind of mixed instrumentation. Some of it's kind of harmonium based, but it's really simple arrangements, musical arrangements based on Ginsberg's own settings of Blake's poetry. It was a project he did after the Chicago riots, I think, in the late 60s. And he kind of retreated to the countryside and lost him. Well, and licked his wounds and composed the music that became the settings and used to perform it and actually released it as an album himself.
Farewell green fields and happy groves, where flocks have took delight, where lambs have nibbled silent move, the feet of angels bright. Unseen they pour blessing and joy without ceasing on each bud and blossom and each sleeping bosom.
My current favourite food place is Aron in Kilkenny. They've been open for about, I think, just quite a short period of time. I found them about 3 months ago. Make the best sourdough I have ever tasted. It's just so delicious. I drive from Callan to Kilkenny just to get the bread, unfortunately. So Aron, and they do really good food, and they do the best sausage roll you have ever tasted with truffle. It's amazing. Drink, my current favourite drink is I get my vegetables delivered in a veg box every week. And I was building up a huge surplus of carrots. So I started juicing my carrots, mainly to stave away colds. And it's become my current favourite drink is juiced carrots with apple and ginger. Perfume is like noise for me because I have a really good nose. I planted garlic the other day, a bit late, but the smell of garlic that lingered on my fingers afterwards was just great. And the smell of the forest, I mean, anything that bypasses what we're conditioned to receive, I really like.
The likes of Deirdre O'Mahony there. Coming shortly, poet and performer Caroline Bergvall scouts the capital of culture. Tara Arocht on the right ways to worry about your voice. Terry Hooley on his rock and roll victory lap. And Owen Nolan wondering about the value of remote working. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, coming up just after 7 this evening here on RGE Lyric FM.